It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
As everybody knows, I've created a lot of products for the industry. I've done a lot of work in the natural area even. But there was one line that I truly admired. It had not only great products, but the coolest packaging I'd ever seen. And I worked to track down where it was coming from. I admired it on my shelf for the longest time. And then one day I'm introduced to the founder of it, Sarah Tay. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. And because the packaging is amazing, the products are amazing. And so I'm excited. The guest today is Sarah Tay, founder of Tay Skincare. And it's a natural organic line focused on sourcing concentrated ingredients that give you the maximum results. And so it's just Sarah's not only a beauty expert, just a fun person to be with. And so, Sarah, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, thanks so much. Oh, that's such a lovely introduction. I appreciate it.
Well,
I'm honored to be here today.
I was so excited to get to meet you before, and just you're always so much fun. And so, you know, let's talk about some of the stuff you've done with the line, because you're into natural products. And let's talk about how do you learn to read some of the ingredient labels?
Yeah, I've been in the beauty industry for a long time. And for me, I had grown up with a lot of the ingredients that I use in my skincare today, having grown up in an orchard. And I think it's really critical, and I think we owe ourselves a responsibility of being able to do some of this work. I know nowadays we're running around, we're rushed, and we're busy, but really stepping up to learn what goes into our skincare, just as people are reading ingredients into what's going into our lunch, it's just as critical in understanding what we're putting on our skin. And, skin is the largest organ that we have in our body, so it does take a lot of effort to try to keep it as healthy as possible, like anything else. And I think if we can start to do this, it just becomes a natural habit. And, you know, I have to be honest, when I first started to learn how to read them as well, I was a little bit intimidated not being a chemist.
I think we lost you there.
It was a little bit intimidating, yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, like, becoming familiar with what you're putting in your body and what kind of ingredients, in terms of, like, natural and organic as well, a lot of them actually should be familiar to you already. So I think it's really important to be aware of this. Obviously, every product that comes through in the U.S. and mostly around the world as well will have that label for you. So I think in conjunction of just doing a little bit of research, having an herbology book. I went to my herbal remedy shop from time to time just to learn about what's going on, what's the newest things that are happening. Can really improve the maintenance of your skincare and make sure that you're actually buying something that you really want to have applied to your skin.
You know, Sarah, I agree with David about the packaging. Absolutely beautiful. And your website's amazing.
Thank
I mean, you have this great page where you have an apple and grapefruit and grapes and lavender on this beautiful, I guess I would say it's like a piece of wood, like a natural piece of wood from a tree. It's absolutely gorgeous. And when you click on the fancy name, lavender, I can't even pronounce this, angustifolia, which is lavender, it tells you what it's known for. And it's so nice to have a site that people can really go to and learn and understand. I'm so excited to try your skincare line.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well, I will
yeah,
say
I think
because
it's really critical to understand where they come from. For sure.
You put a lot into it, the quality and the ingredients, where a lot of lines just want to sprinkle in some natural ingredients and go to market. You've put a lot of personal touches to the product itself. And I think that's one of the amazing things and why you've been so successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a small batch company that I do. I actually grew up with organic fruits and vegetables. Funny story. First time I moved out of the house is for college, and I remember running to the store and I bought an orange and I cut it open, and it was just so strange to me. It smelled strange. It was a different kind of color. It felt different. And I remember calling my mother and I said, listen, I ran to the market and I bought something that they call an orange, but I just don't get it. It's not the same orange that we had growing in our orchard. And she just laughed and she said, you know, what you buy in the store is really kind of, you know, conventional orange is quite different more an organic one. And so learning how to really understand your sources, learning what the ingredient is and where it comes from is also quite critical. Because at the end of the day, what you can get natural and organically versus something maybe a little bit more conventional will give you an entirely different effect. So a lot of my research and development is based on this, talking to farmers, working with essential oil suppliers, making sure we harvest various ingredients during the right seasons. I mean, harvesting essential oil ingredients is actually quite similar to, maybe say, winemaking. There are good years and there are bad years. So it's really a lot of work and effort to try to keep abreast of this knowledge and finding out which production.
You know, you mentioned essential oils, and I have been so into them. And for years, I think a lot of us thought if you put oil on your face, you're going to break out, right? And it's just incredible what they can do. You know, I'm curious with your line of products, because I do have a 13-year-old, and she is starting to get, you know, a little bit of acne here and there. Would you say that this is more for normal skin? Do you have stuff that for pubescent skin, I guess you would say, or any age where people are getting acne?
Yeah, well, my line is really designed for prevention and maintenance. And because there are no fragrances or artificial ingredients, it really doesn't create any irritation of the skin. There are a lot of different skin profiles out in the market. Our staff dermatologist is always relaying this information. And so it's what I always try to advise is that each person, you would know best what works for you. So, and that's why our dermatologist encourages people to try the line, see if it works for you. And at the end of the day, you'll know what works best for your skin profile. In terms of specific acne fighting, yes, our collection does aim to help maintain those issues. But again, it's really different with each person, how they react to it based on the level of the pH in your skin and what's going on in the day and the environmental conditions that you're balancing out. So I think it's something I would recommend definitely to try and to see if it can help alleviate those symptoms.
And you've made skincare part of a lifestyle in a way. It's not just skincare products or regimen, but you've made it part of a lifestyle.
It is. I think it's, you know, it's part of your everyday life. It's really what your routine is in the morning. It's how you take care of it during the day. You know, the American Academy of Dermatology just came out with a study 2 months ago that most melanomas are not coming from existing moles. So it's really like, you know, wearing that sunscreen. Also, what are you putting into your body? The food, the water. That helps to balance out everything. Because you can have the most fantastic skincare in the world, but if you're not drinking enough water, that'll affect you, most definitely. So it's really kind of making sure you're checking all your boxes and maximizing your regimen to make sure you're treating yourself as well as you can. Because once that one part starts to fall off, like other things start to come off balance as well. So, yeah. For me, it's really, you know, am I doing skincare? Am I having my antioxidants? You know, am I doing the right things? And of course, everyone has an off day. But to bring that recognition back around and make sure, hey, okay, let me just catch up on this and work, you know, get back to my normal routine. And then it really becomes, you know, something that is almost effortless.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I appreciate all you've put together. I appreciate being on the show today. I invite everybody to go check out tayskincare.com. That's TAYskincare.com. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and I want to thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.